Tell us about your role in the program. How does physical therapy relate to helping folks who are long haulers?
So many of the patients have long-term side effects from COVID, and it could run a gamut of symptoms. No, I don't think any one patient is really alike. The symptoms vary, and so if patients are struggling with weakness, you know, some have decreased balance, some have had an effect on their functional activities and their ability to maybe return to work or return to their prior level of function, we would work with them on activity modifications, strengthening, balance retraining to improve their function and increase their quality of life. In addition, a lot of these patients may struggle with joint or muscle pain, headaches. Maybe it's due to prolonged positioning that they may have had while either hospitalized or at home recovering. So we can work with them on range of motion exercises, strengthening exercises, combining that with breathing exercises to improve their function. And we do that with both physical and occupational therapy. Occupational therapy also works quite a bit with, if you've heard of the brain fog piece of this, there's a lot of patients who are suffering from maybe some changes in their short-term memory, their ability to concentrate, or even their ability with word finding. And so they will get baseline assessments on how they're doing and then work with them on different cognitive retraining activities or even compensatory activities to help improve those activities in daily life. There is no research right now on or standard protocol for how to treat brain fog. So there's a multitude of activities that we're working with to help these patients.
You're probably already going to be familiar with the patients, so they're not going to be coming to Evan for the first time. But at some point, somebody presents and says, you know, I have these myriad of symptoms. I am not 100%. Explain what happens then, how you use a sort of a clinic approach to work on this.
So we'll do an evaluation or an assessment of all patients and get a baseline and as well as get a history of where they were prior and where they currently are. We'll do a lot of objective tests and compare that to normative data so that we can identify where their deficits are and then work on the rehabilitation to help them recover. You know, no patient is alike. I don't think anybody really knows what's causing some of these symptoms, and often these symptoms are delayed. And so I think the big thing patients need to understand is that when they come in, this program is very individualized to their needs. It's not a cookie-cutter program. They shouldn't fear that they can't do it, because we are going to focus on what they need and what their concerns are and what their deficits are.
All right, so that's the intake portion. Tell me the end result. Tell me the favored outcomes that you're working for.
We let the patients be part of that goal setting. So if patients have a goal to return to work, or maybe they went home from the hospital on a walker and now they want to get off the walker, we would set goals and set a treatment plan to work towards their goals.
Susan, basically same question. In what way are you going to interact with the kind of patients that might enter this program?
Okay, we're going to start out with the patients that are having issues with maybe their breathing. They're getting short of breath. Maybe they were in the hospital and went home with oxygen. They didn't have it before. They don't want it anymore. We'll help work with them to get that oxygen if possible. And with their initial evaluation, we're going to do what is called a 6-minute walk with them, or a walk where we actually gauge if they drop their level of oxygen while they're doing a short distance walk for 6 minutes, and look at whether they get short of breath during that period of time and what their oxygen level is, and then whether or not they need that oxygen to continue. Also, we're going to send them home with a machine to measure their oxygen while they're sleeping, to see if they drop their level of oxygen at night while they're sleeping, to see if they need it at night. Because if your oxygen levels are dropping, that can affect your heart and other organs in your body. And so We want to make sure that the level of oxygen in their blood is good so that it helps their other organs during the day and at night. Many of these patients, like I said, did go home with oxygen and they want to get rid of it, but we want to make sure that they're at a point that they can get rid of it, or maybe they got rid of it and they really weren't at a point that they should have, or maybe they're getting short of breath and they didn't have it and they need it. So we're going to check all those things with them. We're also going to check, do an EKG on them to make sure that their heart is functioning well. And if they've been here before, we will compare it to the previous EKGs that we've done and see if there's any changes in their heart rhythm. And we're going to do a few questionnaires with them, some talking about how they feel with their daily activities, with their heart and their breathing, to see how they feel when they're doing things. And then also a couple with about their sleep and how they're feeling with sleeping. Are they having problems falling asleep? Are they feeling extremely tired during the day? And then finally, we're also doing one about how they're feeling. Are they feeling depressed? Do they have anxiety or anything like that? And also nutrition, how they are with eating. Are they eating more than normal? Or are they eating less than normal? Have they gained weight? Have they lost weight? And then we can make referrals to other disciplines here in the hospital, such as nutritional, psychiatric care, and things like that for them.
Is that comprehensive approach really critical to getting the results you're talking about? You're not just treating just the heart or just the oxygen level, or, you know, Kara might just be not just worrying about the range of motion or something like that. You're really looking at absolutely everything that might still be a dilemma and working on solutions.
Absolutely.
We want to treat the whole patient and make sure that they get back to a level that they feel comfortable in their everyday life.
Many of these people are experiencing symptoms of anxiety, depression, sleep disturbances that they didn't experience prior to COVID. And so, you know, when we're working with these patients, whether either any discipline, in conversations, screening tools, we can identify some of those needs pretty quickly and work with the patient to get them the services they need.
Susan, anything else to tell us about? You know, you certainly have a wide range of knowledge. There's a lot of important aspects to this. Anything else to add?
One of the things that some of the research has found, COVID is so new, we're only a year into it, but they have gone back and looked and compared it to some of the patients back with the SARS outbreaks and looked at some of those patients post and did find that they had some lasting lung damage. And so if we do find that with some of the patients, there are some things that we can go further with them. But that would be further down the road. We could bring them back in and do what is called a pulmonary function test, where we could actually diagnose diseases of the lung. And then further down the road is pulmonary rehabilitation that we can do with them for their lung disease, if they find that that is necessary for them. We're hoping that this is just temporary issues, but there are things that if it turns out to be even a longer term issue, that we can work with patients to help with that.
Kara?
I think the biggest thing, I think that because there's a big anxiety with this and that it's so new, I think the biggest thing I would have to say is that we're going to treat whatever symptoms the patient presents with. And it's very individualized. So no one patient's treatment program is going to be the same. There's no, like I mentioned before, there's no set program to come into. So, you know, we'll evaluate their functional needs across the spectrum and treat what their needs are. Most patients will receive a home exercise program. There's going to be a lot of ownership on the patient because a lot of this will have a slow progression. And so it's going to be critical for them to be accountable to a home exercise program to help in a step-by-step process to regain their endurance, their strength, their balance, whatever the functional deficits are.